Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Story Pirates, Story Pirates, it's a podcast, and we love it, here it is.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast. I'm Lee.
And I'm Mindy.
And the Story Pirates perform stories written by kids. Mindy, tell us about today's story.
Well, today we're going to play for you a story that was written by Jackson Scott when he was in the first grade at Compass Academy in Odessa, Texas. And he wrote a story called Football Tornado.
Amazing. I love this story. But before we hear the Story Pirates adaptation, let's hear the original story Jackson sent in to us. Here it is. Peter, take it away.
Thanks, Lee. Here's Jackson's story, Football Tornado. One time there was a kid that could not play football. Then there was a big tornado, and he got sucked up in the tornado into another world. Then there was a kid named Jackson. He knew everything about football and the whole galaxy. He pretended that he was a quarterback. Then the tornado sucked him up again, and he played football again, and he did good. The end. And now here's the Story Pirates adaptation of Jackson's story, Football Tornado.
It's Wednesday night, and I've got one question for you.
Are you ready for Football Tornado?
That's right. Tonight we see how the hottest prospective players in football stand up to the tornado. I'm Knight Crayfish, your announcer.
And I'm Tank Wrigley, co-announcer. It's a great day here at the football place. Let's get right into the action.
It's true, Tank. I've never seen this much excitement at the football place. On the field tonight is a kid who can't play football. Trish Lockwell is on the field to interview him before the tornado comes out of the gate. Let's go to her now, Trish.
Thanks, Knight. I'm on the field of the football place with the kid. Tell me, kid, can you play football?
No, not at all. I mean, I've seen it on TV, but I don't play.
Fantastic. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, of course.
Back to you, Knight.
Thanks, Trish. It's been great getting to know the players, but enough talk. It's tornado time.
Right you are, Knight. Here comes the tornado right now.
Tornado's traveling across the field towards the kid. It's on the 40, the 30, the 20, and there goes the kid. He's getting sucked up into the tornado.
Whoa!
And there he goes, twisting and turning around and around. I think he might go all the way. Yes, he is leaving our universe and entering another world. Who knows who he'll meet there?
Oh, where am I?
Hey, kid. You're on another world. I'm Jackson.
Jackson, do you know anything about football? If that tornado comes back, I have to play football.
Sure. I know everything about football in the whole galaxy.
Do you have any tips for me? I don't know how to play.
Sure. When you get out there, pretend that you're a quarterback.
pretend I'm a quarterback.
Now you got it.
Thanks, Jackson. Here comes that tornado again. Tank, I think I'm seeing the kid again in the eye of the storm. There he is, hurtling back towards Earth. And he is back on the field. The tornado has put him down, and now he's, well, I can only describe it in one way. He's acting like a quarterback.
He's doing good. He's doing good.
I think you mean he's doing well.
Ha-ha!
Look at that form. A referee just gave him a football, and the kid threw it into the end zone.
What a turnaround. Now the kid is doing a victory pose.
An exciting night here, to be sure. Let's go back to Trish on the field to talk to the new champion.
Kid, you did it. What was your secret?
Oh, Trish, I just had to take it one game at a time, step it up, take it to the next level while giving 110%.
Wow, you're even talking like a quarterback. Anyone you want to thank?
Yeah, thanks, Jackson, for all your advice.
This Jackson sounds like quite a guy. I'd love to interview him.
Well, you might get a chance.
What do you mean?
Here comes the tornado again.
Whoa!
The kid's right! The tornado's blowing us all away!
This is the fourth week in a row!
Don't remind me! Really, stop reminding me!
I can't help it.
Okay, thanks for listening, everyone. See you next week, we hope.
Whoa!
The end!
And now Lee Overtree speaks with the author himself, Jackson Scott.
Hey, Jackson.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good.
What's going on?
Nothing really.
Where are you right now? Can you tell us?
Odessa, Texas.
Did you have school today?
Yes.
How was it?
It was okay.
How old are you?
8, about to be 9 in about 18 days.
Nice. What grade are you in?
3rd.
How do you like 3rd grade?
It's alright. I mean, all the teachers are kind of mean, but...
They're mean?
Yeah, I don't really care.
Yeah.
At least I get to see my friends a lot, so.
Yeah, that's a good thing about school, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's Odessa, Texas like?
Dusty, barely any water, kind of. That's about it.
Is it hot there today?
It's kind of cold, but I'll call it hot.
Is Odessa a big city?
No, it's super small.
Have you lived there your whole life?
I was born in Colorado, and then I don't know where I went. I think I went straight to Odessa, yeah.
So, Jackson, you wrote the story Football Tornado, right?
Yep.
How did you get the idea for that story?
I don't know. I heard that y'all guys were talking about to send stories in to the Story Pirates, so I was just kind of thinking, and then I... My mom said that, what are the two things that you like and kind of like? So I said, tornadoes I really like, and football, eh, I kind of like. So then I came up with Football Tornado.
Wait, so what do you like about tornadoes?
I just like how, there's these games that I like to play with a ton of tornadoes, and I just like the destruction that they do.
That's cool. And so you only sort of like football?
Yeah, me and my friend Hayden, he loves football. He plays it almost all his life.
Do you play?
No, but I'm starting about to play basketball.
Nice.
But I'm in Taekwondo right now.
Oh, that's awesome. Would you say that people in Texas are pretty crazy for football?
Yeah, kind of.
In your story... He meets, like, another kid named Jackson in another world, right?
Yep.
And so, was that kid based on you?
Yeah, kind of.
And that kid named Jackson knows everything about football in the whole galaxy?
Yes.
So, do you know everything about football in the whole galaxy?
No.
Can you, like, name one fact about football?
One fact about football is that you can either touch, tackle, or flag.
Nice. What was it like when you heard your story performed on the radio?
I was freaked out because normally I try to call into radio things and they never, you know, do it. So that was the first time I ever got to kind of be on the radio.
That's awesome. Do you write stories a lot?
I did whenever I was in second grade and first grade, but then I kind of stopped.
Why'd you stop?
I don't know. I thought it'd be kind of, because all my friends in my class are like the cool kids, and I just didn't want to be embarrassed because none of my friends really like writing, but I kind of love it.
So do you ever like sort of write on your own and just not tell anybody about it?
One time I made a really silly story in second grade, I think. It was like a kid getting flushed down the toilet all the time.
Nice. Do you have any advice for any kids that are like you that like writing and maybe their friends don't think it's cool? Or any advice for any kids who are trying to write a story?
One thing I learned is never be scared of what other people think, even if you love it and you don't want to be laughed at. Don't be embarrassed and not do it anymore. And yeah.
That's awesome. Sometimes it's hard to do things you want to do if you think people are going to laugh at you.
Yeah. Like one time whenever I first started up Taekwondo, I was scared that if I was going to be bad at Taekwondo, everybody would laugh. But then I started the class and then I found out it was super, super fun.
That's awesome, dude. So maybe you can write some more stories, even though it's not, some of your friends might not think it's cool. Maybe you can write stories anyway.
Maybe I could write a story about them. Not like talking about them meanly, like make a story about adventures of, I don't know, my friends.
That's an awesome idea.
One time I made this story in first grade where I was just thinking of a thing right off the top of my head, and I just made a super weird story.
That's awesome. And what'd you do with it?
I kind of lost it.
Well, I hope you keep writing, Jackson, because I think you have an awesome imagination.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for letting me interview you about your story.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks to all of you out there for listening to today's podcast. And if you want to help us spread the word, please rate this podcast on iTunes and leave a comment. Special thanks to Jackson's mom, Candy, and to Sirius XM Radio. If you want to see Story Pirates live, we'll be performing at the Actors Gang Theater in Culver City, California, this Saturday, March 8th, where we've added a second show because the first one sold out. We'll also be at the Rosen Theater at the Wayne YMCA in Wayne, New Jersey, next Sunday, March 16th. And at Grant Park in Los Angeles on March 29th. You can also see us in New York City at our family flagship show most Saturday afternoons. Info and tickets for all those shows on our website, storypirates.org. As always, you can find sweatshirts and other gear at storypirates.org/store. Remember to friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram. See you next time.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to... I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org.